The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged. And the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your own eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little tiny thought for you here for the day. Have you ever heard this old parable? And it says, "The mills of God grind slowly, but they grind exceeding fine." It's one of my favorite parables. And it's as old as the ancient Greeks. The mills of God grind slowly, but they grind exceeding fine. It's another way of saying that all of your actions always have consequences. Might not be right away, but my goodness, over time, can you ever see it? And it's a general warning to us. A general warning. Be careful to make good use of the time that you have. Make God's priorities your own. Start today. Don't be sluggish. Now, the reason why I mention this, because of our first reading, comes from the second book of Kings. We got a magnificent gospel here today, but we're not going to talk about it, right? We're going to talk about that next time. Because I want to talk about the first reading from the second book of Kings. It teaches an amazing lesson to us. It's the story of how the Israelite people were conquered by the Assyrian army and they were exiled forever. If you really know your Bible, maybe you know the story of the Babylonian exile, in which the people of Judah were taken away from the promised land and exiled to Babylon for 70 years, and then they were led back to the promised land once again. That's much more famous. But about 200 years before that, it's a terrible, devastating tragedy, far worse than that, because it was the vast majority of the people. It was 10 out of the 12 tribes. And they were conquered by the Assyrians, and they never got the land back. And God had warned them. For 120 years, the prophets had warned them. You heard it here in the first reading. The prophets, of prophet after prophet, had said, "The God who brought you up from the land of Egypt under the dominion of Pharaoh, he gave you this land. Be careful to obey his commandments. Give up your evil ways. Keep my covenants in accordance with the law which I enjoined to you on your fathers." And prophet after prophet said it for 120 years. Elijah said it. Elisha said it. Isaiah said it. Obadiah said it. Amos said it. Joel, all these prophets. And what did they do to these prophets? They told them to shut up. They killed them. They stoned them to death. And the people said, year after year, "Oh, don't worry, nothing's going to happen. It's always going to be just the same as it is now. Just you wait and see." And guess what happened? In the twinkling of an eye, everything that the prophets foretold came to pass. The people were overrun. It's another way of saying, the mills of God grind slowly, but they grind exceeding fine. Lesson for us to keep in mind. Have you ever heard this said before? God always forgives. Man sometimes forgives. Nature never forgives. Real important truth in that. God always forgives. And it's true. Even before you tell God you're sorry, even before you go to confession, God has his hand extended out to you, waiting to give you his forgiveness. God always forgives. Man sometimes forgives, right? You hurt your friend, you hurt your neighbor. Maybe they'll accept your apology, and maybe they'll hold a grudge. Just wait and see. But nature never forgives. Never. If you go out into the sun and you don't bring your sunscreen, your skin can't forgive you, right? It's going to give you a blistering sunburn. If you fall into a moment of weakness. And at 8:30 p.m. tonight, you eat half a bag of Oreos. Your waistline can't forgive you. It doesn't matter how sorry you are. Nature never forgives. You know what the lesson is in that? It's that when God tells us not to sin, He's telling us not to do something that really hurts us. Sin always hurts. Sin never helps. That's why God says don't. People think that sin is like a little rule God has, and if we break that rule, it makes God mad. Not true. It's a very important message here today. Make the most of the time you have. God's telling you His message day in, day out, and it's up to you to believe it or not. Because I promise you this, one day, in the twinkling of an eye, everything's going to change. You've seen it happen. Could be an illness that you get, or somebody else. Could be a sudden accident or an injury. Could be a death in the family, and nobody saw it coming. And of course, we all know one day it's going to come for us as well. And then when this happens, people always say, oh, if only I'd known, right? If only somebody would have told me, I would have lived my life differently. Well, guess what? God's telling you right now, through things just like the first reading, make His priorities your own. Don't be sluggish in keeping His commandments, because I promise you, in the twinkling of an eye, it'll all change. If the master of the house had known the hour in which the thief would have broken in, he wouldn't have let his house be broken into. But God doesn't tell us the hour, because He wants us to hear Him and to obey and to make the most of today. And let's do that, right? Make the most of today. And the very best place in the whole world to begin to do that is right here. And the very best time is right now. Amen.